This is VOA News via remote. I'm Michael Brown. Prime Minister Boris Johnson announcing on Monday a new national lockdown for England until at least mid-February to fight the fast-spreading new variant of the coronavirus. The latest restrictions comes as Britain ramps up its COVID vaccination program. Schools, colleges will be closed for face-to-face instructions. All non-essential shops and personal care services like hairdressers will be closed, and restaurants can only operate takeout services. People are urged to work from home unless it's impossible to do so. Voters in the U.S. state of Georgia will decide the balance of power in Congress in a pair of high-stakes Senate runoff elections today. The outcome of the Senate races will help shape the legislative maneuvering for the first half of Vice President-elect Joe Biden's four-year term in the White House. Republicans are unified against Biden's plans for health care, environmental protection, and civil rights, but fear that outgoing President Donald Trump's attempts to undermine the integrity of the nation's voting systems may discourage voters in Georgia. At a rally in Georgia on Monday night, Trump repeatedly declared that the November elections were plagued by fraud, although Republican officials there say that did not occur. America's capital city, Washington, D.C., mobilizing the National Guard ahead of planned protests in the city by President Trump supporters as Congress votes Wednesday on affirming Joe Biden's election victory. Trump supporters are planning to rally in Washington today and Wednesday, seeking to bolster the outgoing president's unproven claims of widespread voter fraud. A defense official says the guards will be used for traffic control and other assistance. For more news, join us at voanews.com via remote. This is